Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Greetings, people of Earth and the known universe. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. And on deck, what we have for you today is August Green with their self-titled album called August Green that features Common, Kareem Riggins, and Robert Glasper. Anne Marie with Speak Your Mind. Aretha Franklin with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with A Brand New Me. And Body Count with Bloodsport. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting podcast musically. Oh yes. So to kick things off, let's talk about August Green. So let me give you a little info on them. I'll give you some more details about August Green. So it's an American supergroup, and it's the brainchild of rapper Common and producers Robert Glasper and Kareem Riggins. It was formed this year, 2018, after sharing the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics for their song Letter to the Free, which is a part of Ava DuVernay's Netflix documentary, The 13th, which came out in 2016. So that documentary on Netflix. The trio made their live debut on January 26th of this year, 2018, at New York's Highline Ballroom as part of Glasper's sixth annual Grammy Awards party. And they released a joint album on March 9th through, you know, Amazon Music. Their album was preceded by the single called Optimistic, which is a Sounds of Blackness cover featuring singer Brandy. So, and of course, yeah, so Common does all the rhyming. He's a genre bending, you know. So, and the genre bending composer, producer, jazz pianist, Robert Glasper, and drummer slash producer, Kareem Riggins. So there you go. So there. That's the background of this new group. So yeah, the album, as I said before, it's self-titled, and it's got a really, the cover art's nice. It's got a picture of like this young boy running through a field, and the moon is behind him, and the moon is like huge. So the, yeah, so it's just, and it's like a brown and beige kind of off-white painting for the cover art. I like it. It's cool. So let's get into the record. Meditations, the opening track, starts off with a young boy asking philosophical questions, like through a voice box effect, you know, about his state of being, and also asking the age old question about what happens when a tree falls. If no one hears it, did it really fall? You know, we've heard that before. I'd love to know who came up with that whole thing. and the young boy's opening verse says, I met a little boy. He asked, where are we now? I met a little girl. She asked if I was proud of what I had become and what the world would allow. I might put a fight, but yet and still I'm losing ground. If a tree falls in the forest and no one hears a sound, did it ever really happen at all? Did it ever really happen at all? I'll tell you this. I put the work in daily, so it's my belief I can't fall. It's like a poem inside the song. It's pretty cool. So, a slow and steady drum beat with organs and piano that play somber rhythms that cross between a sermon, lecture, and eulogy all in one. Common rhymes and ponders about the meaning of life, space, and time, and religion. Are we flawed because we were made imperfect, or are we exceptional because we are made imperfect? Perhaps it is both, you know. The song definitely invokes the theme and desire of meditation. So, you know, as we go on the well of the black pool of genius, August Green, time meets worth, rhymes beats birth of a new day, born again, good morning, these beginnings never form an end. Crowns of righteousness, not to see the thorns again. I argue with my aura. Am I born to win or born to sin? Maybe both contribute to daily growth. Oath is taken like Liam Neeson. Somebody take my daughter, they're going to cease from breathing. They body snatching black girls in D.C. Politics and propaganda on the TV. Distractions distracting us from action. It's time for some passion. There's no time for patience or time for communication or time for formation. A time when it's overflow, a time when it's wasting. They say time is on our side like a hip replacement. The shine that I wear is from the theme, is from them times in the basement. A time to rebuild, a time to be ill, a time to be still, a time that we heal. So on a mountaintop, the youth from the fountain dropped, thought about being forever young. It's like a deacon that forever sung with the choir. This is praise and worship. Every day is a circus. I walked the tightrope, trying to find a way to work it. Yahshua paid for our sins. That's the greatest purchase. To keep it 100, we made imperfect. What I strive for is what I live for. Study the lessons. Now the lesson is to give more and endure the trials with style like Johnny Cochran. I rap with a gift that can't be booked in. Winning is the doctrine, staring time in the face. I guess that I'm a watchman. My father created time. Yes, I'm a watch him. Locked in, trying to get out of a sunken place. A blackness that isn't defined by time and space. That's Common, y'all. Yeah, that's the first track on the album. Yeah, it gets deeper. It's a good track. I mean, this whole album has like a very airy, dreamy, earthy feel to it. A very organic feel to it. The blending of jazz and soul and hip hop are seamless. So the next track I want to talk about is called "Let Go," and it features Samora Penderhughes. Let me say this. When you hear his voice, it's not the usual so-called standard R&B singing voice, whatever that means. His voice is very distinct, though, and it works perfectly for this record. It starts off, the song "Let Go" starts off with a metal bass line and keys that have an outer space liftoff feel to them. As Samora Penderhughes sings / confesses about places that he's gone to and things he's done that he can't talk about. He sings for the need to let go. Common raps about those internal and external demons as well. I mean, the song is seriously heartfelt and revealing. You know, and Samora Penderhughes, you know, he says, there's places I go I can't tell you about. There's things I've done I can't carry around. I need to let go. I need to let go. And he says it almost like in this almost kind of whisper, whine tone. And it works, and you can hear like the pain in the voice as he sings. It works. Common comes in and rhymes. Sitting in the shadow of me, gradually battling me, a fall from grace like Adam and Eve. Search for the inner Vatican in me, the temple, the body, I'm mental, I'm godly. Somehow I made my mess ups my hobby. Is it the stress and the pressure? Probably out here with much anger inside me. Don't know who my friends are. Stranger inside me. Stranger things getting high clipped off my angel wings. Thought I was going to fly when Obama became the king. Pain and disdain are the rings that I wear. It's just the price of life when things ain't as fair. To pay dues, you still owe something on them. When you bruise, they still want something from you. Run through my mind, tripping over time. It's moving faster than me, haphazardously. So much drive that I crash into me. Father, will time be my last enemy? What will my soul be worth when you cash in on me? I'm bent praying on passionate knee. So, I like that song a lot because, you know, we all need to let go of things that burden us, and maybe even problems of the past or inner demons, insecurities. You know, very human, very real song. I like the symbolism, the religious symbolism, where they're, you know, it's talking about Adam and Eve and the Vatican in me, you know. Yeah, so it's a good song. Practice. This song starts off with Robert Glasper's jazz piano rhythms and Kareem Riggins' drum synced in with a jazzy, like boom-bap style of play. As Samora Pender Hughes sings about self-reflection of his mistakes as a human being and asking for patience as he works on correcting his mistakes and taking a better course. Sometimes all you need is a little bit more practice to get it right. So, I mean, this is like basically the sequel to Let Go. I mean, and it follows it, so it's pretty cool. Samora Pender Hughes sings, "Looking out on my life, my sights, and the fast lane. It's a rat race. Give me the time. Give me time. Changing pathways. Might take some practice. It takes some practice. Might take some practice." Common weighs in lyrically, and he states, you know, "Mountains sing songs. Kinds dream long. And a simple act is when a scene forms. I improve to improve and involve the been-throughs, the near-falls, the them-fools, the brick walls, and venues. Symbols of symbols to continue. It was written and God don't use pencils. Demented and extensions of a man and intentions of divine intervention in a plan. Remnants of when I ran footprints in the sand. The son of man gave me a tan. That's who I am. The emphatical, radical, mathematical, travel of capitals and actual fact. Extract practical. I seen pain to make the day cry. It takes practice. Somebody tell all. Or tell Al. Every day I pray I stay my course, hoping my actions obey my thoughts." And then Samora Pender Hughes comes back in and sings the chorus again. "Might take some practice, take some practice, might take some practice. Looking out on my life, my sights, in the fast lane, it's a rat race. Give me time, changing pathways. Might take some practice, it takes some practice." So, you know, Samora Pender Hughes' vocals on this track are hauntingly compelling. As he sings about the need for some practice in regards to getting things right, you find yourself feeling the same way as if you're singing the hook and not him. You know, Robert Glasper's piano playing on this track plays seamlessly with Common's verses. It's just very strong, very convincing. This song needs no practice. It's pure perfection. It really is. So my favorite song on this album, more than likely, is probably Fly Away. The song starts off with flutes and acoustic guitar with the percussion. The song has a psychedelic soul feel to it that's reminiscent to something that like Richie Havens would have played at Woodstock. For those who don't know, Richie Havens, a great folk singer, very famous for being the opening act of Woodstock, very soulful cat. May he rest in peace. Great, great music. On this song, Common acknowledges that he may have issues with commitment. So he acknowledges being in love with three different women. You know, he says an actress, a singer, and a tennis player. Guess who all those ladies are? He realizes that the reason he lost all three was his fault and not theirs. So this is actually a big deal because hip-hop artists almost never admit to being wrong about anything. So, I mean, I like that. I like that self-reflection and that honesty and that vulnerability opening up. You know, the chorus is, "The rains are falling. I had to run some close calls. I lost and played the game. I lost and played the game. Been lost for many days. Feel like I'm stuck in place. Let me fly. Let me fly. This is the story of the king and I, or yet a blackbird who always had a dream to fly. It's like every day we'll prey on this bird so he keep it knee to sky and we to high, thinking he defied the gravity of love, killing him softly, the tragedy of love. There had to be a dove that was out there for him. He'd be madly in love and then go to boredom. His own issues, he would ignore him and pour him into work and being so-called free. Now imagine this bird being me. I always thought I'm the one to fly free. Played the game and handled it like Kyrie. Looking past my exes like I'm YZ. Not thinking, why me? 'Cause she cried me a river. I'm thinking bigger. Looking for the perfect picture. Takes much practice. I was in love with an actress, a singer, and a tennis player. Taraji P. Henson, Serena Williams, Erykah Badu. Star Wars of love, every princess had a Leia. Don't commit, city. You could say I was the mayor. Am I built for relationships and marriages? Questions I had for my aunt and a therapist. Checking in and out of Heartbreak Hotel. Man, bag lady, I'm the bellman. His candor and delivery and introspection are refreshing. This track shines. Aya is a cool jazz instrumental song. It's cool and relaxing. Yeah. It has someone singing Aya for you in the background. It feels like a smooth dedication of love to whomever Aya is. You might find yourself wanting to ballroom dance with one you love when you hear this track. The bass and piano have a dreamy, smooth feel to them, as Kareem's drums in the end, in the marching band style. So, and some, we're just about done with this review. So we're going to talk about Optimistic featuring Brandy after this break.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
And we're back once again, folks. You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. And we're even reviewing the new August Green record, which is the supergroup comprised of, Common, Robert Glasper, and Kareem Riggins. And we're going to talk about the single they have out, Optimistic, which features Branding. This is a great cover of a gospel group's Sounds of Blackness, their song. The song has a fast drum beat and a muddy low end bass. Brandy sings about always looking on the brighter side of life and never let anything get you down. Keep your eyes on the prize. You can win despite the many adversities that you may go through. Common's rhymes echo her sentiment. The song is very positive and uplifting. You can see August Green perform this on NPR's Tiny Desk, like on YouTube. You get to see them, the band and her do the song. It's really cool. It's very nice, very positive. Brandy sings, you can win as long as you keep your head to the sky, be optimistic. And that's the chorus. And then she's, her verse is, when in the midst of sorrow, you can't see up when looking down, a brighter day tomorrow will bring. Hey, yeah, yeah. You hear the voice of reason telling you this cannot weigh me down. No matter how hard reality seems, just hold on to your dreams. Yeah. And then, you know, she sings, don't give up, don't give in. Although it seems you never win, you will always pass the test. As long as you keep your head to the sky, you can win. As long as you keep your head to the sky, you can win. You know, be optimistic. That's also a shout out to Earth, Wind & Fire. Keep your head to the sky. Rest in peace, Mr. Maurice White. So, Brandy also sings, if things around you crumble, no, you don't have to stumble and fall. Keep pushing on. Don't you look back or feel. I know the storms and strife cloud up your outlook on life. Just think ahead and you'll be inspired to reach higher and higher. You know, you'll always do your best. If you learn to never say never, you may be down, but you're not out. And that's where I will lift you up. Don't give up and don't give in. Although it seems you never win, you will always pass the test. As long as you keep your head to the sky, you can win. Be optimistic. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's so, yeah, I'll go into comments first. I mean, but all of what she sang is just amazing. I mean, it's just, you can't help but be in a good mood when you hear the song. Just saying, if you don't, you know, something's wrong. Common comes in and rhymes. Living in the moment, who's the opponent? I own it, get it when I want it. Composition of the golden enrolled in school of life. Threw the dice through it like eyes on the prize. Living in ambition on a mission. Impossible. Envision optimism through a prism that's optical. To see through obstacles and be remarkable. Eyes on the prize. Living it for the timeline. Excuse me. Living it for the infinite. Intuit of the intimate, influenced by the sentiment, sent to it to win it, surrendered it to the sky, sent to them my eye, eyes on the prize. Living in the glory and the story of a warrior, victory of the more we love, from how poor we was to euphoria, kicking the door because we think notorious, eyes on the prize. It's a great song, so definitely let's check it out. It's a great single and great song. And it's good to see Brandy singing again. So Swish Your Sweet is the last track on the album, and it's like it's an extended like African tribal jazz groove. Common rhymes about the importance of his daughter and of the past, present, and future, realizing that he has to acknowledge his bad and his good behavior, good past behavior, in order to move on so he can attain bliss. And he doesn't rhyme till like later on in the song. It's just really interesting. So, you know, these are alkaline rhythms with no acid. I'ma do some crap and I'ma be cold at it. Lying to a chick, man, that's my old habits. Daughter talks, divine order caught. Me by the collar. What is it to be a father? I've made some mistakes, some things I was good at. You take away the bad, then you gotta take the good back. It's all a journey. She came through us for us to teach us and for me to learn. Me to the judge adjourned me. I'm the attorney of a universal law. Fill out the application and I got a circle raw, all feeling it. Willing it to existence, living in temptation, living in resistance. Got to know persistence. It helped me travel the distance. Now in a battle, I find what bliss is. Got a wish list for my people at the crib to get it right, right, right. So August Green's self-titled debut is a hip hop jazz soul record that deals with philosophy, love, introspection, dealing with internal and external demons, frustration and optimism. In other words, it's a great album about humanity. I mean, I give this record an 8 out of 10. So definitely pick it up. Favorite tracks are Meditation, Let Go featuring Samora Pender Hughes, Practice featuring Samora Pender Hughes, Fly Away, Aya, Piano Interlude, The Time, and Optimistic featuring Brandy. So there you go. Once again, that's August Green. So check that out. And let's see. What's next on deck? I've got some music news for you today, too. But we're going to get through the reviews first, and then we'll talk about some music news that you'll find interesting. Aretha Franklin and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. This new album's called A Brand New Me. And it's a new old album. Yeah. New old. Old new, new old. Should I call it Nold? Doesn't sound too good. We'll figure that out. So the history behind this record, this project, producers Nick Patrick and Don Reedman spearheaded If I Can Dream, which was the 2015 album that paired old Elvis Presley recordings with new overdubs from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. If I Can Dream turned into something of an international sensation, spawning a pair of sequels from Elvis and opening the door for similar sets, such as 2017's A Brand New Me, where Patrick and Reedman pair the Royal Philharmonic with Aretha Franklin. But unlike Elvis, Aretha is still alive and well, so she's able to hear this record, which is cool. So the producers chose to dress up some of Franklin's classics, her classic Atlantic Records recordings, in a similar manner that they did with Elvis. So this is Aretha Franklin's 42nd studio album. Wow, that's awesome. So that's putting work in. She's got 42 records. That's like jazz musician, blues musician type of volume. Because, you know, the only other people to do stuff like that is like Prince, you know, and like Frank Zappa, you know, so yeah, very impressive. This album was released late last year on Rhino Records and Atlantic Records. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra recorded their parts on Abbey Road, the Abbey Studios in London. So it's this album is great and is definitely worth having. The orchestral production is excellent. There are also some, besides the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra recording this record to Aretha's classic vocal tracks, there are also additional background vocals done by Patty Austin and Ledisi. Did not see that coming. So they are obviously fans of the Queen of Soul, but who isn't, right? So songs that are great on this album. So if you've heard Aretha Franklin's music, it's still the same, but it has this great lush orchestra backing it, and it does give it a whole new feel to it. And you feel like Aretha was there with them, with the orchestra, singing these songs. But she wasn't. But with today's technology, you feel like she is. And that's what's really cool about this record. So I'm going to go over just a few songs, classic songs, because I'm going to talk about the lyrics, because it was funny. I was talking to my aunt in passing, like maybe a year ago, and I don't know how we got on the subject of Aretha Franklin. And she's like, you know that song, Until You Come Back to Me? That's what I'm going to do? I'm like, yeah. She goes, that's a song about stalking somebody. I go, what do you mean? She goes, yeah, listen to it. So I pulled up the lyrics for y'all. So, though you don't call anymore, I sit and wait in vain. I guess I'll rap on your door, tap on your window pane. You know, tap on your window pane. I want to tell you, baby, changes I've been going through. Missing you, listen you. Till you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. Why did you have to decide you had to set me free? I'm going to swallow my pride, you know, my pride. I'm going to beg you to please, baby, please see me. You never want to see me. I'm going to walk by myself just to prove that my love is true. Oh, all for you, baby. Living for you, my dear, is like living in a world of constant fear. Hear my plea. I've got to make you see that our love is dying. Our love is dying. So, you know, I'm going to rap on your door, tap on your window pane. Yeah. But when Miss Franklin sings this song, you don't necessarily know that. It's just, she sings it so well. I mean, that's the cool thing about music, is like sometimes you don't know what people are really saying, but the delivery, the feeling, the music, the production moves you. And then when you sit down and you listen, you're like, oh, you know, it's kind of like watching a movie and you're confused about where it's going. And then the big surprise happens, and then you're like, oh, I get it. That's, you know, that revelatory feeling you get, you know, when you hear your favorite song or when you process the lyrics. Like, people think The Police's Every Breath You Take is a love song, and it's not. Not at all. Just for example, but I digress. So that's a great song on this album. I love hearing it. I mean, both versions are worth having and listening to. Don't play that song, you lied. I like this. I like the lyrics. Don't play that song for me, because it brings back memories of days that I once knew, the days that I spent with you. Oh no, don't let them play it. Oh no, it fills my heart with pain. It hurts. Please stop it right away, because I remember just what he said. He said, darling, darling, I love you. And I know that he lied. Darling, I love you. You know that you lied. You know that you lied. He lied. You lied. You lied to me. Hey, mister, don't play it no more. Don't play it no more. I can't stand it. Don't play it no more. No more, can't stand it. I remember on our first date, he kissed me and he walked away. I was only 17. I never dreamed he'd be so mean. He told me, darling, darling, I love you. Baby, baby, you lied. Hey, what do you say to that? I mean, ooh, darling, I love you. You know that you lied. Darling, I need you. You know, I know you lied. Darling, I love you. You're all that you lied. You're all that I need. You lied to me. Ooh, you lied. Don't play it no more. Hey, baby, don't play it no more. Yeah, I can admit, I can't stand it no more. Don't play it no more. I can admit there might be some songs that I don't want to hear that may bring back some bad memories. So, okay. I like the song. It's cool. But yeah, this is a nice treat. It's definitely worth having. It has a beautiful picture of Aretha when she was younger. It's a side profile. With her hair, like in this, her hair is shorter, like in the afro. Like, it looks like a picture from her from the 60s, and it's really cute. It's really nice. So, but it's a great album. Definitely worth having if you like Aretha. And if you ever wanted to know what it was like to hear Miss Franklin with her orchestra, this is it. And I'd love to hear what she has to say about this. And like I said earlier, within the podcast about this record, you know, so this time, those same producers were able to do an album about an artist who is still alive, who can hear it, to give their feedback and give their praise and whatever. So it's cool. And it's got to be very just flattering to, you know, to be like, hey, by the way, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra wants to, you know, work with you. Oh, okay. Didn't see that coming. So great album, though. The favorite tracks on this record for me are Think, I Say a Little Prayer. Oh, yeah, I didn't go over that. So the tracks on here are Think, Don't Play That Song, I Say a Little Prayer, which was also famous from Dionne Warwick, Until You Come Back to Me, the one I just talked about, A Brand New Me, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, classic song, Angel, Border Song, Holy Moses, Let It Be, Beatles cover, and of course she knows it's great, People Get Ready, that's the Impressions cover she does, Oh Me, Oh My, I'm a Fool for You, Baby, You're All I Need to Get By, classic song, Son of a Preacher Man, classic song from Dusty Springfield that she does, and Respect, you know, that's the one that made Aretha famous, that's also the song that Otis Redding wrote that he originally penned and sang, but she took it and made it hers, and even he said so himself. Yes, folks. So my favorite tracks off that album, Think, I Say a Little Prayer, Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Going to Do, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Son of a Preacher Man, Respect, Let It Be, Don't Play That Song, Don't Play That Song, You Lied. Scale of 1 to 10, I give this album a 9. Definitely worth having. Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. So, and we'll be back with Body Count and Bloodsport after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, people. You're listening to, once again, Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith, and we just finished reviewing the new Aretha Franklin record. It's Aretha Franklin with the Royal Philharmonic. It's called A Brand New Me. And now we're about to talk about the new Body Count record. Yes, folks, Body Count has a new album out. It's called Bloodsport. This is their sixth record, if you didn't know. So, and the opening song is co-written by legendary heavy metal singer and guitarist Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. The song is called Civil War. The song begins with the martial law declaration from the President of the United States of America and Homeland Security. The message states that a curfew is now in place and that anyone violating it will be arrested and detained. So the intro goes, this message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregating of two or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site. Anyone possessing a firearm or any item or instrument that can be used as a weapon will be deemed an enemy of the state and will be arrested on site. UN peacekeeping garrisons have severed all data transmissions and telephone communications for national security. Any violation of martial law will result in immediate arrest and trial for treason. All traitors will be shot. America is now engaged in civil war. Mind you, this is the beginning of a song, folks. So, beginning of, you know, this is how the Body Count album starts off. Ice-T begins to sing about how the country is in disarray because of people feeling like they have been pushed too far. So, you know, it's all, you know, Ice-T sings, it's already started, maybe too late to stop. It's already on. They're shooting the cops. They're pushing the line. Racism is high. The country's divided. You know the crap why. The press of the pull and the push of the truth. The public is dumb, delusional youth. Our leaders are evil, lie after lie. The public is armed and ready to die, ready to die. So, but I didn't already talk about this. Body Count is a thrash metal group, side project of Ice-T. The world first really saw them, the world first heard Body Count off of Ice-T's classic album, OG, Original Gangster. He has a song called Body Count, and that's where you hear them. And then that followed shortly with their first album, Body Count, which had some controversy because of the song Cop Killer, over 20 years ago. And so they're a thrash metal group. They were also a part of the first Lollapalooza tour that happened. Lollapalooza became a summer festival in the 90s that was huge. They were a part of that first lineup. Body Count, Living Color, The Rollins Band, Jane's Addiction. So they've been around for a while. So Body Count's first hit, or maybe possibly their only hit, was There Goes the Neighborhood. But the Winner Loses, where you have Ice-T singing. So there's some history here with this group. So it's good to see they're still doing it again. So I wanted to give you that. So this is Body Count. This is Ice-T's band. So him and Ernie C, this is their band. So the cover of this album has, it's got a guy with a ski mask on holding a gun, and you see the side profile. But when you open up the booklet, the second half, the back of the cover, shows Ice-T's face with the hat on. So he's the other half of the guy with the ski mask and the gun. And he's got a hoodie, but you see the hood, you know, behind his head. So yeah, it's definitely, it's definitely not a rap album. This is definitely thrash metal. So the ski mask way, yeah. I like this song. It's a great song. This song was inspired by people using social media to flaunt what they have. By going on social media and advertising what you have, you're actually kind of inviting someone to rob you and take what you have. That's Ice-T's perspective on this. The song is actually a cautionary tale. Sometimes people are too careless and share way too much information. So, yeah, that's why the song was written. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's the gist of the inspiration for this song. The intro is the police are hunting for two. You hear a news anchor. Police are hunting for two suspects in a violent home invasion. They are worried that these men may strike again. And then verse one, I got no plans for getting loot legal. All black gear on 12-inch suppressor, 44-foot Desert Eagle, laying in your parking lot, creeping in your lobby, resist. No problem pushing holes through your freaking body. You can't escape me if I want what you got. You can't evade me. No chance to call the cops. I'm doing my job. This is just what I do. You make money, I come and visit you. I got to get paid is the chorus. I got to get paid. I got to get paid the ski mask way. I mean, yeah, this is a guilty pleasure. I like this song. It's just brilliant. I just never thought about writing a song and calling it that and using that for a chorus. I gotta get paid the ski mask way. I mean, yeah, it's simple but profound, and it's just I love it. I'm in your rear view when you leave the club. How cold could I be? You look like food to me, all on Instagram showing that cash off. What you really hope is I don't take this mask off. Don't make me punish you. You don't want to hurt your wife. Come up off that watch. It ain't worth your life. I got a crew of wolves. I got a crew of wolves. Life has no meaning. We roll late night and hunt human beings. I gotta get paid the ski mask way. Okay, you know what the heck this is. This is pay attention, everybody. Move against that wall. Get down on your knees. Lock your fingers behind your mother-loving head now. I don't come here for no bull crap. We want what's in that mother-loving safe. You know the combination. Bring your punk butt over here. I will blow your mother-loving brains out. You're going to open that Mother Loving safe right now. Is that your chick? Grab this chick, bring her over here. No, I will not shoot you. I'm going to shoot the chick. Open the Mother Loving safe now. Mother Lover, this is business. Dude. My censoring, man. I just, hey. You know, this is, hey, this is what it is. I mean, you get what he was really saying. A new car. Oh, so here's the outro to the song. So, oh, and for those of you who don't know, so thrash metal is basically, so metal is always heavy, heavy chords, heavy guitar, has a certain distinct sound. Thrash metal is the same thing, but it's sped up. It's very, very, it's like punk's half brother or first cousin. It's, or just, yeah, thrash metal. It's very similar to punk rock music. So the outro for the song, the ending of it, my favorite part of this song. New car, we might come to visit you. Big jewels, we might come to visit you. Flash cash, we might come to visit you. Post pictures, we might come to visit you. Nice furs, we might come to visit you. Sell drugs, we might come to visit you. Brag a lot, we might come to visit you. Pray to God, we don't come to visit you. Hey, there it is. This is why we ride. So in this song, Ice-T talks about, you know, when people want to understand, you know, what, you know, the black youth goes through, like in the ghetto, in the hood, you know, why they're surrounded by violence. So basically, you know, Ice-T breaks it down, you know, where all this is coming from. You know, this song's about gang banging and street violence in itself and the repercussions that come from it. You know, intro. People always want to know the reason for what they consider senseless violence in the hood. I'm going to break it down for you. This is why we ride. You know, and this is why we ride. I got to say this clear. I got to say this loud. I should have been dead. Don't know how. I'm here now. I should have been dead. Damn it, 40 years ago. How the heck did I survive? Something that I'll never know. I played the crack game, gangbang, gungs. Mother lovers told me I'd never see 21. I come from L.A., deep in the heart of the hood. Every night the bullets fly. This crap ain't Hollywood. Could be your best friend, mother or brother dead. Cops can't do crap. These streets are blood red. So we leave the block, we load the guns, and we want revenge until revenge comes. And this is why we ride. Then you hear sirens and gunshots, and this is why we ride. I mean, it's just... And I can't remember if it's on this song. Where Ernie C's playing guitar, and you hear it like a machine gun. It's really cool. But that song is, I mean, he breaks down what's going on and what his life was like. And like, you know, you get used to that type of violence and it's just all, you know, you think it's normal. And that's what's the sad part, because it's just not normal. Not at all. All love lost, or all love is lost, is like an angry breakup song about betrayal and dealing with the resulting hatred. It's, you know, it's a play on the phrase, no love lost. Which things ended on good terms. Well, excuse me. When you say no love lost, that means that things could have ended on good terms. But this, that's not the case in this song, no. This track features guest vocals from Brazilian metal vocalist Max Cavalera of Soulfly. I thought you were my friend. I gave you my trust. I would have died for you. Then the second I turn my back, you screw me over. All love is lost. Ice-T is sinking and yelling this. Yeah, this song has lots of anger in it. And it's a, you know, but sometimes you just got to vent. And hey, sometimes everybody might have somebody in their life that you're like, oh, I thought we were cool. But no, we're not. So, okay, no worries. Now you have the nerve to tell me you're sorry. All love is lost. You got to be out of your mother loving mind. All love is lost. You never loved me. You never freaking did. All love is lost. I don't give a crap about you or what you do with your life. I don't give a crap about you. You can freaking die. I couldn't freaking care less when you freaking cry. My heart's so cold. You left a broken soul. You destroyed everything I thought was true. And now you talk crap because I don't give a crap. And now I'm long gone. Focus on you. I don't care where you are. Don't care what you do. You say you hate me. Cool. I freaking hate you. Hate you. So there that is. some more on Body Count and Bloodsport. I'm going to wrap this review up soon after this break.
Watching TV has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts television podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast.
Greetings, people of Earth and the known universe. Once again, Golden State Media Concepts music podcast. This is your captain, Keith. So, wrapping up the Body Count Bloodsport review. So they have a song called "God Please Believe Me." So this is one of the most the most different song on the record, because the whole album is really heavy, with the exception of this track. This track has like a nice hard rock driven ballad to it. You know, it's driven by Ernie C's guitar. His guitar anchors the song along with drums. It's more of a stripped-down version of Body Count that has Ice-T singing about his paranoia and regret for the violent things that he's done in his past. In this song, he ponders if his enemies will come for him because of his own misdeeds. This song is probably the most mellow that Body Count gets while still being intense in regards to the subject matter. So, I spend my life between the light blue lines, loose leaf. I spend my time between impressionable minds and true beef. I spend my days up, my nights up. It's too hard to sleep. Look at my face. It's not the one of someone at peace. I carry guns when I don't need to, but my mind's so screwed. I see assassins coming out of the rough. I keep my doors locked, windows shut, shades down. So pound, waiting on some Satans who may think of invading. When I do sleep, I dream about pain and unrest, about gunfights and dum-dums exploding my chest. I see my boys that have died sitting with me again. And when I wake, I realize that I've lost my friends. Will my past come back to get me? Will them bosses that we shot come back to wreck me? I'm paranoid. It ain't easy when your lifestyle was grimy and greasy. I'm trying to make peace with the karma and the drama. God, please believe me. So Here I Go Again is a dark song about a neighborhood killer who eventually kills himself. The song starts off with thunder and rolls into a menacing, haunting guitar with Ice-T sounding more menacing with his voice low as he describes the neighborhood killer and what goes on in his mind as he attacks his prey. The song is like really dark, and some of it's kind of funny and very macabre-ish. It's probably the darkest metal track on here. It's worth listening to. I do like it. It's very interesting. No Lives Matter is the first single off this record, and it definitely shines. Ice-T breaks down the Black Lives Matter movement and how when people say all lives matter, those people are actually diluting the message. If all lives matter, then there would be no need for the Black Lives Matter movement. To paraphrase Ice-T. Ice-T. Ice-T goes on to break it down even further by stating that in reality, no lives matter when you're poor. He goes on to sing about how once all of the so-called poor people from all over America unite, there will be nothing keeping them from advancing and moving forward. He also sings about racism being real, but that the problem goes deeper than that, and to not fall for the bait and switch, which is meant to keep you distracted. So No Lives Matter, yeah, that's probably the most political song on his record. That one in the Civil War, it's good. You know, he opens up, he speaks and he says, it's unfortunate that we even have to say Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you go through history, nobody ever gave a crap. I mean, you can kill black people in the street. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. But when I say Black Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, that's like if I was to say Gay Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter. If I said Women's Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, you're diluting what I'm saying. You're diluting the issue. The issue isn't about everybody. It's about black lives at the moment. But then he says, but the truth of the matter is they really don't give a crap about anybody. If you break this crap all the way down to the low freaking dirty ass truth. So, you know, it's a great song. You know, we say that Black Lives Matter. Well, truthfully, they really never have. No one ever really gave a crap. Just read your bullcrap history books. But honestly, it ain't just black. It's yellow. It's brown. It's red. It's anyone who ain't got cash. Poor whites that they call trash. They can't screw with us. Once they realize we're all on the same side, they can't split us up. Great album, great song. This is a good album. I could talk more and more about it. The title track Bloodlust has Ice-T breaking down us human beings and our desire for violence and how we are the only species that kills for sport. It's a sick bloodlust. The song's also about Ice-T having like a sexual attraction to blood, hence the term bloodlust. And he also says in the middle of this metal song, you know, why are some people attracted to violence and why are some people happy at other people's pain? So this is a good album. So Body Count's Bloodlust. I'll wrap this up. In regards to this album, it's a heavy metal thrash record that talks about crime, racism, poverty, apathy, karma, paranoia, and betrayal. Whether Ice-T is rhyming or singing in Body Count, they always create a sonic landscape worth listening to. Once you're drawn in, you can't help but dive deeper and deeper into their dark and compelling world. Thrash heavy metal music filled with cautionary tales. I give this record an 8 out of 10. Yeah, definitely an 8 out of 10. I definitely recommend it. Favorite tracks are Civil War featuring Dave Mustaine, The Ski Mask Way, This Is Why We Ride, All Love Is Lost featuring Max Cavalera, God Please Believe Me, Here I Go Again, No Lives Matter, Bloodlust, and Black Hoodie. So check out that record. And now, Anne Marie. Her new pop record is called Speak Your Mind. And this is a really good album. It's I got a chance to listen to the deluxe version. Cry is the opening track, and it opens up with a whistle sounding keys and a low end synth bass. The drum beat is sparse and distant in the background. Anne Marie sings about her ex. She wonders why her ex is crying now that the relationship is over. As far as Anne Marie is concerned, it's too little, too late. Her ex left her for someone who's allegedly in better shape. So she sings, I've never been a quitter, but your love gonna pull me to the ground. See, I've always been a winner. Yeah, people always try to take my crown. And I thought you were different, beating to the rhythm of my sound. But you found somebody fitter, huh? And she let you down, down. In the middle of the night, I see you crying. Yeah, yeah, now you're sleeping on your own. You're realizing, yeah, yeah, don't you know? You know, you should have held me down with all your might, begging for me to give you one last try while you're crying. Yeah, yeah. Hush, baby. Don't cry. You'll never find another piece of luxury like me. You're such a mother lover. You couldn't even make me my tea. Wow. Guilty until innocent. It's a little bit too late to start and try. 2% my lover, huh? 98% was a waste of time. Ouch. How does she really feel? Good song. So, before I talk some more about this record, so let me say something. So, America has this love hate with pop music, and I get it, and I don't get it, because pop music means popular. So that means that any genre at any given time in American music could be popular if that artist or artists make something that's groovy and catchy. Sly and the Family Stone were a soul group, but they were also a pop group. They were popular. The Beatles were a pop group. They were popular. So, yeah, there's bad pop music out there, but Don't give pop, don't stigmatize pop music. It takes craft to make a good pop record, which means something that transcends everyone, that crosses borders and boundary lines, that gets people to dig it from, you know, from maybe your mom to your girlfriend to your son to your cousin to your boss to your coworker to your grandmother. There's power in liking something popular that's just catchy, that makes people feel good. So let's, you know, we need to have a better perspective and look differently, have a better, more open perspective when it comes to pop music in America, because, you know, not everybody can make a great pop song or make a great pop record. So I just wanted to say that to you. Ciao, Adios is a cool pop song that has a little Latin flavor to it. The song is about Anne-Marie catching her boyfriend at the time with his new chick. It's all about how he's doing things with her that he used to do with her. He's doing things with the new girl that he used to do with her. You know, ciao, adios actually means bye-bye. So, yeah. Ask you once, ask you twice now. There's lipstick on your collar. You say she's just a friend now. Then why don't we call her? So you want to go home with someone to do all the things you used to do to me? I swear, I know you do. Used to take me out in your fancy car and make out in the rain. And when I ring you up, don't know where you are till I hear her say your name. Used to sing along when you play guitar. That's a distant memory. Hope she treats you better than you treated me, huh? I'm on to you. Yeah, you. I'm not your number one. I saw you with her, kissing and having fun. If you're giving her all of your money and time, I'm not going to sit here wasting mine on you. Yeah. Ciao, adios. I'm done. Hey, good for you. So the production on this record, so lots of keyboards, synthesizer programming, some trap production with the bass and drums. Music that has a Latin feel to it, music that has a reggae feel to it. So it's a little bit of everything. It's a good record. Alarm is a cool song about the red flags popping up in regards to Anne-Marie's, you know, ex cheating on her, phone calls from another woman while he's with her. You lay with her. You lay here with me. You're shutting down. I smell her on you. I'm focused now. I know what's going on in your head. Yeah, I know what's happened here in our bed. Yeah, your phone is buzzing, so pick up. I know she's calling, so what the heck? I should have known a cheat stays a cheater, so here we are. So, you know, as you can tell, the Speak Your Mind, this album is about Anne-Marie definitely doing that. This album focuses on relationships that end, losing trust. But not just that. It also focuses on, like, issues of, like, insecurity about how you look, you know, people might body shame. You know, she has a song called Perfect where she talks about how she's not perfect and how maybe she wishes her body may look this way and that way, but she loves that she's not perfect and she thinks that makes her perfect. You know, fully accepting yourself and being in your own skin, and which I think is healthy and good for everybody to hear. So that's a really cool song. And I think it's very important that people hear that and make sure that we're all comfortable in our own skin, because often when we're not, crazy things can happen to us and others in our lives because of that feeling of insecurity and uncomfortableness about being in your own body. So she talks about that on this record. She also has a song called Bad Girlfriend. I like that a lot. Let me give you a... some lyrics from Perfect. Don't feel like putting makeup on my cheeks. Don't do what I wanna. Love every single part of my body, top to the bottom. I'm not a supermodel from a magazine. I'm okay with not being perfect, cause that's perfect to me. No matter where I go, everybody stares at me. Not into fancy clothes, I'm rocking baggy jeans. Getting too close for comfort, but comfort is what I need. So I eat my body weight in chocolate and ice cream, huh? Maybe I bite my nails and don't think before I speak. Don't fit in any crowd, don't ever get much sleep. I wish my legs were bigger than New York City. And I'll love who I want to love, because this love is gender free. That was important too. Don't feel like putting on makeup on my cheeks. So, I mean, so sometimes I wake up late and don't even brush my teeth. Just want to stuff my face with leftover mac and cheese. You know, I get depressed. Are you impressed with my honesty? Still, I wear what I want to wear because I'm cool with what's underneath. I want to kiss someone that I'll never see again. I want to go somewhere and go there with all my friends. I want to take my family to go see. I want to take my sister to go see Eminem. My family to go see Eminem because my sister's been in love with him since like we were 10. So it's cute. So, and then of course her hit single "Friends," a clever pop song about friend zoning someone who wants more from you than what you want to give. So, okay, okay, yeah. So yeah, I'm not gonna read the lyrics to the friend song. Yeah, it is a good song though. Yeah, yeah, friends. Yeah, the F word, the other F word. Bad girlfriends is self-explanatory. She talks about being a bad girl and why are you with her? You know, she knows she treats you wrong. She forgets things. She forgets your birthday. You know, she knows she's a bad girlfriend. You know, she's no good for you. I mean, it's just like, I feel like her and The Weeknd should like go out on a date because, you know, she's got the whole bad girl thing going on with the song. So most of this album is about bad relationships that, you know, the end and lack of trust, people cheating, but it's also about, you know, feeling good about who you are. And it's also about, you know, her acknowledging, hey, I'm not perfect either. In regards to, you know, I can be a bad girlfriend. So it's not always just about, you know, him or her doing me wrong. Sometimes I do them wrong. So I like the honesty and openness of this record. It's really cool. Trigger is another song about being in a relationship that's just not healthy, where you both trigger each other. They use in the song, she uses the symbolism of guns and bullets about, you know, you don't have to pull the trigger. You don't have to shoot the bullets. You know, we should be able to work this out. But in the end, unfortunately, they don't work it out. But it's just, you know, having a relationship where you might love that person and they might love you, but you're just not good for each other. And you keep pushing each other's buttons. You know, it's the trigger. So that's good. I like that. Peak is her being very vulnerable, Anne-Marie. And she talks about a relationship that's over, the mourning of the loss. And she questions herself, was it something that I said? Was it something that I did? Something that I ate? I mean, what was it that made you leave? You know, sometimes, you know, relationships end and you question yourself, like, was it me? You know, did I do something? And, you know, it's a good song. And this, it's like a piano ballad driven song. She sounds very vulnerable. She sings great on the song. So there's a nice emotional range on this record that really works. I like that. Rockabye is a dancehall pop song that's originally done by Clean Bandit, which featured Sean Paul and Anne-Marie on it. And it's a tribute to struggling single mothers. So struggling single moms holding their kids down, making things happen for the kids, no matter what their adversities are. And it's cool. It's a cool little dancehall pop song, and if you didn't pay attention, you might not know that about what's going on in the song. That's the brilliance of it. It's nice, and it's good to hear Sean Paul again too. So, you know, Anne-Marie and Sean Paul work good together on this song. It's cool. This is a great modern pop album. I like it a lot. Like I said, pop music is not always a bad thing. In the 80s, pop was amazing. Even the so-called bad stuff in the 80s was good pop-wise. I missed that era of pop music because there was a lot more fun and innocence to it, and I don't hear a lot of that anymore. But this record is a lot of fun. It's very cool. It's crafted very well. So Anne-Marie, speak your mind, and she definitely does. Scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give this album a 9. So my favorite tracks are Alarm, Ciao, Adios, Cry, Trigger, Then, Perfect, Friends, Bad Girlfriend, and Peak. So I'm running out of time. So, but thank you, people of Earth and of the known universe. You've been listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. And the music news I had that's going to talk to you about, it's about Damon Albarn from the Gorillaz. So I'm out of time, but I'm going to talk about that music news in my entertainment podcast. So tune into that and you'll get that information about Damon Albarn and the Gorillaz. So see you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.